These days, whenever a big change occurs, we don't call it a career change or a bankruptcy. We call it reinvention.
That sounds nice.
So reinventing reinvention.
Reinvention is the only way we can fix this.
Well, if you feel like you're stuck in a bit of a rut in your career, it just might be the right time to reinvent yourself.
I knew what I was ready to leave. I didn't know where I was ready to go. But I knew that I was ready for reinvention.
Don't you remember the famous Ben who had to fall to rise again? They picked themselves up, dust themselves off, and started all over again.
But maybe that's just 21st century speak for something that's as American as baseball. Rising again from the ashes, a fresh start.
Not a disaster, a launching point for something new. Part optimism, part stubbornness, all American. A makeover on a national scale, our love affair with reinvention. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. I'm reinventing myself as a perpetual motion machine. That's right, on Monday, December 13th.
What does that mean? You're not going to stop moving?
That's why I'm going to be a perpetual motion machine. It's a great invention.
It's
reinvention.
It's hard to stay next to the microphone that way. Well, let's get a look at the top news this morning. The 28-year-old who was behind Sweden's first terrorist attack in three decades had a message for Swedish authorities just 10 minutes before his suicide blast.
No more oppression against Islam or Muslims will be tolerated in any way or any means.
It's believed that is an audio warning emailed to a Swedish news agency by Timur Al-Abdali, an Iraqi-born Swede who attended college in Britain. Anders Thornberg of the Swedish Security Service says authorities are still investigating Saturday's attack.
This is very serious, and we are taking all precautions, and we're doing everything we can to investigate this.
Meanwhile, Scotland Yard searched a house in the UK that's believed to have a connection to the suspect. President Obama's tax cut compromise faces a test vote in the Senate today. The deal keeps Bush-era tax cuts in place for all income levels, but it does offer new breaks for middle and upper middle-income Americans. Senior White House advisor David Axelrod tells ABC News, though some Democrats have been critical of the deal, it's certain to pass.
Everybody understands what the implications for the economy would be. Every economist has spoken to it if that package doesn't move forward. So I believe that there will be a coming together around it.
The bill will also put some benefits for the long-term unemployed back in place. French police say 14 of the 20 preschool students taken hostage in eastern France this morning have been released. A 17-year-old armed with swords is holding the remaining children and their teacher. In Afghanistan, several suspects have been arrested in connection with a suicide blast from a minibus that killed six American troops over the weekend. The Taliban immediately claimed responsibility for the explosion, which could be heard 8 miles away. It was the deadliest attack on coalition troops this month.
The U.S. envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke, is still in critical condition. He underwent surgery yesterday for a torn aorta. It was his second round of heart surgery for the weekend. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange faces a second hearing in Britain tomorrow. His Swedish lawyer says he plans to fight extradition. Big storms canceled 1,600 Chicago flights this weekend. Blizzard warnings are in effect for Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. In Minneapolis, snow collapsed the roof of the Metrodome. That's the Minnesota Vikings Stadium. Steve Mackey, director of facilities at the Metropolitan Sports Facility Commission, tells CNN the Metrodome roof will be up again in no time.
It looks worse than what it is. The repair, as I understand it, will be basically to unclamp the old fabric and clamp new fabric in its place and then blow the roof back up.
Looks worse than what it is. Most people in the Twin Cities would agree with that. The Vikings-Giants game has been rescheduled for Detroit tonight. Asian markets mixed. European indices up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 11,410. The S&P opens at 1,240. The Nasdaq opens at 2637. Coming up, American values. It's a series we're doing in the holiday season. We begin with reinvention.